You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Morning, Trinidad and Tobago, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, senior reporter from CNC3, Andre Perez Sobers. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Davey. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning, and so happy to have you on this morning as we continue with our eye on the economy. It's been a minute to know you dock me a couple Tuesdays. I see you on eye on the economy.
I dock you?
Yeah,
boy. I dock you?
And you see, and you don't know your height already, so when you dock, I ain't seen you at all. Good morning, Andrea. Always good to have you. Global financial market, as we talk in alcohol this morning, eye on the economy. We'll try to keep the program as positive as possible, and regular.
Right.
So, Andrea, the document next week, we have to keep the eye on the economy. We're watching them with one eye. All right. So this morning, we're talking, you had an article recently dealing with the alcohol prices, the increases. Bar owners were complaining. There was one particular alcoholic company in Trinidad talked about decline in revenue, and not revenue, sorry, in profits. But, you know, as I always say, even if it's a decline in profits, they still make a profit, and?
Agreed.
I just don't understand these people, you know, they just talk like this. Decline in profit is, you're still able to make a profit. You was able to pay your monthly bills or your yearly bills, so your expenditure did not supersede that of your income. So after your expenditure, keeping the lights on and so forth and the phone and the water running, you had a profit. Okay, in 1 year you had 23 million and the last profit was 14.2. Just saying, calling loose figures. It's still a profit. Less, but still a profit. Andrea, talk to me. You had an article dealing with it. Let's get your thoughts.
Okay, so today I had my article with Angostura Chairman Gary Hunt. So he spoke about that they had a dip. Well, it was a significant dip. It was 14.5% decrease as opposed to last year. And he said that he's not shaken by this because they have other portfolios. So you do know that Angostura is, well, they were in 180 markets.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did the one-on-one interview with him on Tuesday, he told me that they are now in 200 markets internationally. So... so he said here's not only the only portfolio that they have, but because of the alcohol 100% tax on alcohol, that would have affected them. But he said that they're not shaken by it because they are coming up with other innovative ways to make sure that they stay stabilized and make sure that the company runs effectively as they would want to. I also asked him about workers, if because of this decline, if this will affect workers, and he said no. They are not about to send home any workers because they are about to do things differently. And this was the reason that he was put into that position to do that changeover and make things stable and go on to that trajectory that Angostura will want to have.
Because I'm seeing where their tax profit of 19.4 million in the first quarter that ended March 31st, 2026, which marked a 14.5% decline. Now, they moved from 22.7 million, which was recorded for the same period last year. Now, he says two reasons for this, two external factors. One, firstly, the full implementation of the increase. Excise duties at the local market significantly impacted on the cost of goods and the global financial market volatility arising from geopolitical tensions involving the United States, Iran, and that kind of thing. Now, should we be, you did ask a very pertinent question about employees, the drop in profit, because one of the first things the big wigs will say, hey, what's going on? All the other boom. Because my profit margin dropped, my profit in nobody. I'm still able to pay all, you know. Only get all of their money where the salaries was paid on time. Everybody get paid, you know. And I still have a profit, but I don't like it. It dropped, boy. I was making 50 million, now I come down to 30 million. Who are paying for my yacht? I'm just talking loosely. I'm just making joke. But at the end of the day, should we seriously, I mean, is it that the alcohol company are foreseeing an increase, an upward spiral to profit margins in their second and third quarters of this year? Why the reason, hence the reason why they're not looking at employees are relatively safe for the time being?
Well, I think that that is actually a good reason. And because, as I said, that their portfolio is so big, right? They have revenue coming in from different streams. So that makes the company so sustainable at this point in time. Now, he said, obviously, about the war, there have been some shipping issues and stuff, but they were still able to make their targets, right, across the global sections. Unlike him and unlike Angostura, well, Angostura is the company that people will say, oh, you know, if they get a little hit, why say something about them? But the people don't understand that if they start to get hit every single quarter of their financials, then that will affect workers. But as he said to me, it was temporary. So, and he sounded very confident as the innovation and the different things that they want to do. So I think that's a good projection for Angostura and the workers as well. Unlike Angostura, as I said, many other companies, smaller alcoholic companies, are not able to weather the storm like Angostura. So I don't know if you would have seen earlier this year and late last year, a lot of bars closed their doors because of this 100% alcohol tax. So the Bar Association have been calling for talks with the Minister of Finance, but I don't think that they have been successful in getting those talks with him, because they're saying that this is putting extra pressure on them. They would have a smaller pool of people, mm-hmm. as opposed to like Angostura, and they wouldn't have that diverse divestment like how Angostura has in different markets. So the bars only have, like, let's say just Trinidad, and it's just a small pool. So it affects them bigger than
these larger companies that do it, that yes. do export and yes. sell products in varying countries. You know, I want to agree with you there. But as we continue to pay attention to what is happening on our economic front, where it relates to the local bars in Trinidad and Tobago being affected by this, you said that they so far have been unsuccessful. But based on your investigation so far, you paying attention to what's taking place, speaking with various luminaries in the sector, would you say, or can you even maybe issue a prediction that in the coming months leading up to the next fiscal budget that we are expected to hear by September, October of this year, that government would look to reduce some of these customs and excise tax duty taxes imposed currently on the alcoholic manufacturer?
Well, I think all of them are hoping and praying that that is what happens in this budget. When we spoke to the Minister of Finance, which was earlier this year, he didn't sound like he was backing down from that 100% tax increase. So I don't know if it is that there will be a change of heart for the budget, because I think what they're looking at is for monies coming in from different sections. And this was their way of gathering more money by having these taxes at 100%. So they're trying to find monies from all sectors in order to pay their bills and that kind of thing, and their debt deficit. So I don't know. It depends on how much they have allocated thus far, well, collected thus far, and how their finances look, that they may consider it But at this point, I don't think that they are considering that as one of the taxes to be removed.
As we pay attention to the increases in the alcoholic sector in Trinidad and Tobago, you mentioned that when you spoke with him, he talked about diversification in terms of other areas in which they can look to sustain their profit margins. Did you ask him, or if you can in the not too distant future, ask if they can look at a reduced cost, given the fact that they are able to handle it? The finance minister did make some suggestion that these increases in fees, you're talking about the landlords and all these things, you know, and different things, that the businesses could sustain it. They should not pass it on to the consumer, right? Not even by 50 cents. They should be able to withstand it. Have you asked him, based on the diversification efforts or that they have in the pipeline for sustaining their profit margin, would they look at even reducing their cost in terms of what they sell to the bars and the local alcoholic companies who have to then resell these products? What do you think?
Well, I did ask him something similar, but not quite, because I asked him, well, you know, we are seeing that a lot of bars have been closing their doors and they're saying that this is too much for them.
Mm-hmm.
So is it that you're going to have that tax break for them? I mean, even if, okay, you say you want to tax them, but not a whole 100% tax, because we are also seeing like less foot traffic in some restaurants because of the alcohol price. Some are able to keep their prices at the same that they've had before,
mm-hmm.
but some others have not. And when I told him that, he said, well, as he said to me, it's not something on their cards that they'll be reviewing now. But yes, he's spoken about diversification, but all of that needs to come into play in terms of they seeing actual monies from it, and they haven't yet seen monies from it, so they can't take off taxes that they have already put on in the different sectors.
One of the things
when they start to see actual monies from the diversification, then they might be able to lower taxes in the different sectors.
Because one of the things I'm looking at, you mentioned that the alcoholic companies can set up a price that local bars must sell their products at. And I'll tell you why. Because take, for example, there's a particular beverage in this country that was $10, went to $11, and now it's $13 and $14 at some institutions. But still, that local product, that beverage, at one particular institution that I discovered just about 2 weeks ago, selling that product still at $10. How are they able to do it? They're still selling the product at $10, a particular liquor mart, selling the product at $10, while other persons are selling it at $14. Is it that you met the companies that we're looking at right now, do they send out a mandatory pricing list that their products must be sold at? Or is it that they mark up their products and they leave it up because to the other businesses to do their markups, because the said bottle is sold in various supermarkets at varied prices? So is this something that you would ask him, or maybe you could ask him in the future? Your thoughts?
Yes. To your point, yes. So like a lot of the alcoholic beverages companies, they send out a price. They send out a pricing list, right? So they will say, okay, $10 for that particular beer, right? But it's up to the company or the bar owner or the restaurant owner to go with that price or opt it. It's not something hard and fast that the companies give out. They say this is the selling price that they project, but if the various companies want to give it at a different price so that they could get a profit from it, that's all up to them. It's not a hard and fast thing. because as you can see, a certain hotel, right, that is on Ryson Road, they sell that particular beverage, right, for $22.
Yeah, they do. But when you look at certain establishments like hotels and certain restaurants, they charge you a service charge. Now, $22 on a product that they are purchasing at $10 and $11. Just saying, when you look at it, that's almost 100% markup, right? But the thing about it is, and then they want to charge you for service charge for being able to get somebody to bring it to your table. I mean, it's ridiculous, all right? But as a CEO or chairman of a company, I would be concerned that you, on the local markets, you, the local supermarkets, the bars, the restaurants, are selling my product at such a high rate. What if the consumers decide to not purchase my product? My product stands up on your hands, then I can't sell you nothing more because you're not willing to buy back, to restock, because you can't. There's no need for you to restock because you still have a product. I am pushing out millions of this product every day, every hour. My plant does not stop. I am manufacturing for both local, regional, and international. So, and if you locally are not able to push my product off the shelves as quickly as possible, it backs up. Can I not be concerned about that? That you are selling my product too high, and you need is there no regulation in place to govern these things?
That's very true, but I have not heard any issues of like beers or any other alcoholic products staying on bars hands or restaurants hands and that kind of thing. What they're doing now, because of the 100% tax increase, they are now ordering less.
Well, there goes my point. So if as a company I was pushing out X amount, 100 cases per day, I am now pushing out 75 cases or in some instance 50 cases, you know, it interferes because prices are so high. I was just thinking out loud.
Yeah. So it's for the alcoholic company to have that discussion with them as to the pricing, to work out a pricing with them, because they are now ordering less. Because obviously, like when you go to the bar, Davey, I'm sure you're not ordering 5 and 6 beers as you usually do.
No.
Right, you'll order 2.
Matter of fact, if I carry you out, you want to buy one, I buy one.
Right.
I have a call on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Davey. What I wanted to ask is all the prices in the bar, all the beer, something went up, alcohol went up a lot. Why was the tax increase? If Trinidadians always buying beers and alcohol and they're always making a profit, why did they increase the amount for the alcohol and the beers? I think it don't make sense, because I'm supposed to go before a committee and present the reasons why they wanted to increase the tax. And then when the committee say, all right, well, there's a good reason, and the population could afford to raise the tax, yeah, we allow it to raise it. How are they able to just raise it 100%? And the next thing, right, I'm a scientist. You understand? We are information around me. But why producing alcohol is such a big thing? You know, easy it is to produce alcohol. You know, easy it is through fermentation. We have something national called Babash. You understand? Which is free. So why this big thing about making alcohol and thing? Alcohol, anybody can make alcohol.
All right, thanks for your contributions. Thank you. You want to talk about nothing that's illegal. Babash is illegal. You know?
Yes.
But just like Wei-Wei is still illegal. But they find a way to monetize it. Maybe they might legalize Babash. I don't know. But I mean, I see your point. It's an interesting thought. Let me listen to this one as well, Andrea.
Davey, good morning. Well, that vision might be Angasura vision, whereby the customer who buying their products could adjust the price due to the circumstances and things. But it have a beer company that set their prices. They went to the bar and gave the bar a list of prices they have to sell at.
I agree. I was told that by another bar owner as well. Good morning.
Hi, Davey. Good morning.
Yes.
Interesting topic and to your guest there. I think what the company does is that they give a suggested retail.
Yeah, they use the word suggested, yeah.
Yes, in the suggested retail, you can either up or down based on your environment and your ambience and so forth. Right? But also, I want to ask your guest there, how I found it very interesting. We have some products that carry high quantity of alcohol that could be sold without a license. I know I'm not going to call names of the products, but I guess you and I and her will both know, what we're talking about, right? And they've been sold under various names as, you know...
not cutting you, because...
And the content of alcohol is very, very high, and it has become very readily easy for access for underage to access it, because it's sold all over the country without any license or any regulation.
A particular alcoholic beverage
sold without license
all over the country.
All over the country, yeah, and it carries very high percentage compared to a beer or something that.
Is that by rubbing alcohol?
Yeah,
No. Send my WhatsApp to 306-1065 because I want to know what it is too. So sir, I can't think of it. So
there are. I know two products with very high content of alcohol sold across the country without regulation.
Is that rubbing alcohol? Where's the next one?
No, boy. Check it and see. I feel you probably drink a couple already, you know.
Me? No, but,
okay.
Send my WhatsApp.
Do the research and you would see it. There is products with high level of alcohol sold without license and it's not regulated.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks very much. Well, in conclusion, one texter is saying, Andrea, I went to a particular place and I paid $32 for a bottle of that beverage. $32, boy?
$32?
Yeah, boy. And they tell me the name. I mean, $32 for that beverage? No, man. So $100 gave me what? No, man.
That's a lot.
That would have stayed right there. That 32 would have stayed right there. You know, if I wanna drink three of that beverage, $32 money back, I $96. You crazy for three of you mad? I not paying that. And that's the problem. That is the problem. If you stand up and leave it on their hands, but you're playing big tantos. Well, probably you get catch. You probably ordered it, thinking, well, you know, it could be around $18. And then when they hit you the bill, you realize, well, what is this? Next time ask. Don't just jump out. Andrea, I wanna thank you so much for coming in. And sharing some insight on the matter this morning. I truly appreciate you. And next week, again messages here coming in, boy. Andrea, I gotta send you a WhatsApp, girl. For you to look at it. The messages coming in. So thank you very much, Andrea, for coming in for another edition of Eye on the Economy as we continue to look at some of these economic developments happening across our country. Next week installation, and no doubt we look for another daily report, another financial topic that we can choose. Andrea, I look out for you next week, Thursday, please God.
Okay.
All right, have a good.
I will try my best, but I will not be in the country next week. I will be doing a tourism conference for
Excellent.
Zion Media Limited.
Wonderful. Splendid. I'll get a job like you. Where they'll send me outside of the country. You and Ryan beat you and so forth. I'll get jobs like that.
What?
Yeah, right. Ryan went to Dubai the other day. You know what I'm saying? I think it was COP 28. Yeah, them fellas just go all about the place. But I had to get a job, so carry freedom.
He just come back. Just come back from Colombia.
Yeah. Good morning to Ryan. I'm a brethren, you know. All right, Andre. Have a great day, guys. All right. Take care.
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.